he's talking about is here exactly the same, because that's the same. It doesn't have a form. It's about a quality. It's not about information, it's about knowledge, the basic, which is working in all of us. All. I mean, to the end of the galaxies and to the subatomic particles that are living here. So everybody is alive. Why is he bringing this in? Huh? The king was explaining that, listen, if I am a good fellow and I drink, I get drunk because I don't want to feel anything. There is nothing wrong with that. You other people, you shouldn't dare to condemn me because I haven't done anything bad to you, did I? This was the stuff he brought in. And at the end he said, yeah. Then he would say, look at the holy people. They don't do it. He said, okay, the holy people, they have holiness and they enjoy the holiness. I don't have that. So what? Now, listen what he is saying. Yes, listen carefully.
Since every atom of that world is living and able to understand discourse and eloquent, they have no rest in the dead world, for this fodder is only fit for cattle.
Did you get it? Remember, the guy is talking, is saying this 600 years ago. He said, this existence, every single piece of it is alive and has knowledge and is doing something. This is what existence is. Then what? I always, when I talk about the existence, you go to, you don't understand what non-existence is. You don't like it. Because you interpret it to death. And you go to death. What is death? Would you tell me what is death? My English is no good. What is death?
Absence of life.
Death is the transformation of activities of some living creatures. There are a group of creatures, I say creatures, living creatures, okay? And they are working together. Nobody knows why, really. But they are working together and building this machine, which is my physical existence. Every piece of it could be torn apart, put in someone else, and it will work the same. They could cut my hand and sew it to someone else. So, who am I? Am I this? When they cut my hand, am I less person? When they add this to another fellow who has two hands, now he has another additional five. Then what? This is it. I am not just me. Inside of me, I'm we. There are so many creatures living here. And some of them are old, are bad, and are not working, and I'm taking pills every single day because they cannot do the stuff that they should do with my blood sugar. That's what it is. So, everything is alive and they are talking to me. Yes, this is how it is. In the life of death, they are not just sitting like that. Because, that grass you see as vegetable, that's good for the animal. For me, I need more. Listen carefully, yes.
Whoever has the rose garden to feast and dwell in, how should he drink wine in the bath stove? The abode of the pure...
That's a good question. Do you have an answer for that? You say, somebody has a perfect garden, lovely place to go and drink wine. Should he go to Gulkhan? You know what Gulkhan is? You have to. Rumi talked about it more than 100 times. Because in the time of Rumi, there is some place which is the ideal place for homeless people. That's downstairs, underground stuff. They burn the stuff to heat the water of the bathroom. The public bath, the people come from above, another level. They go and they have some...
Dung.
Oh, whatever you call it. It's bathing stuff. That one should be heated. With what? Dung. So down there is full of dung and humid. And there is only one little window in the sky. Guess what? From that window in the sky, down there, there will be flowers. Yes, that's what happens when in a very cool place you have a warm, humid place and you have the best food for these growing plants. So they grow. Rumi will bring it there. There are a lot of homeless people, they go there because that's the last place to go. Because it smells bad and it's awful and blah blah, but they will go there. So he will bring it as a worst place to be. You say, if I have a good garden, do I go there to drink my wine? Of course not. Yes.
The abode of the pure spirit is Iliyin. 'Tis the worm that has its home in dung.
Aha. There is a difference. The spirit has a house in the garden. In the dung, there is that worm in it. Yes?
The cup that purifies us for those intoxicated with God. Sorry. The cup that purifies is for those intoxicated with God. This briny water is for these blind birds. In the eyes of anyone to whom the justice of Umar has not displayed its power, the murderer's her judge is just. A dead doll is given to girls, for they are ignorant of the play of living. A wooden sword is better suited to children, since they have not the strength and power from manhood.
Ah, a very good example for the time of Rumi, of course. In your time is different. Let's talk about then. He says, what do you do? What do you give to your children to play? A real sword? It's dangerous. But a wooden sword is okay. Why? Because it's a child. A grown-up, a real sword. I mean, there is no special rule for everyone. There is always exceptions. I brought the exception of the prophets for drinking. Yes, they don't, because they don't need to. I need it. They are already drawn from the pleasure of being connected and blah, 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 blah. Yes?
Infidels are content with the figures of the prophets which are painted in churches. As we have a bright period, from those moons we have no care for a shadow figure. The one figure of him is seated in the world, while his other figure is in heaven, like the moon. This mouth of him is speaking on subtle points, to those sitting beside him, while the other is in discourse with God and intimate.
You have to pay attention, try to understand this non-understandable, and get some emotion for what he's talking about. He's doing a separation. What is that separation? It's here, in me. One part of me is my body, one part of me is my soul. My soul belongs there, my body belongs here. Both of them. He said, look around you. You will see a lot of pictures around, because this is, at that time, especially in the public bath, there are the picture of the people standing around. He says, some of the people will think they are the heroes. Not just a picture. The hero is in the sky. Because a hero is a meaning, is something else, it's not physical fellow. It's like talking. What do? You just talk. Say, these people in the higher level, they have two different talking systems. One is talking to you, the other one is talking to him. There are two different dimensions to human being. You should find both of this in you, because it's talking for you, right? You remember, please do not forget, here we are talking about you. Every single one of you. Because every single one of you are supposed to be here to learn to improve yourself. And nobody knows you better than you. You have to understand yourself and correct yourself. This is what it is. From the beginning it was this, to the end is this. Rumi is repeating this. Here he is give you two different dimensions. Like, look around, everything is alive. Therefore, there is death. And that death has some meanings. But the death is for animal life, for that living. There is another life which has no death. Mahatma Gandhi is alive. Really, practically, and he's doing something now. Right the moment that we are talking, there are different people who are influenced by his idea, and maybe they click and they do something. This is the spirit of Mahatma Gandhi. Yes, this is what we got. There is some hope to be alive forever. Yes. Nelson Mandela did it, didn't he? That's the point. Here, he will say, look around you. There are two different dimensions to human being. One is down, earthly. The next one is the one which is a spirit, which has no physical stuff in it. This is what we are talking about. And with all of this, I'm trying to make you understand something and you're not listening carefully. You know why? Because you don't know there are two different listening. Listen carefully, yes.
His outward ear is apprehending these words, while his spiritual ear is drawing the mysteries of being.
When I'm saying this, with this one, get my words. But inside in your soul, you should get what I'm trying to let you understand. That feeling should be there. This is what I'm trying to. Because, yes.
His outward eye is apprehending human forms and features, while his inward eye is dazzled in, the eye did not stray.
Means what? A little bit difficult. First,